Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. Good morning. The Mendocino County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously Tuesday to approve a $28,000 agreement with the company SICBA Product Security for the enablement and use of their medical cannabis inventory tracking software. SICBA uses tags with barcodes to track plants from the ground through harvest, manufacturing, and processing to the end sale. Founded in 1927 and headquartered in Switzerland, SICBA provides secured identification, traceability, and authentication services, including for the tobacco and alcohol industries. It has just completed a successful pilot program with Humboldt County and has entered another to track and trace cannabis in Yolo County. In response to cultivators' concerns about the high costs of compliance, the Board of Supervisors voted to require SICBA to reduce the monthly price of participation for cottage cultivators growing 25 plants or fewer from $90 to $45. If the company cannot reduce its monthly price, the board will consider the matter at a future meeting. During public comment, several cultivators urged the board to delay implementation of the track and trace program until next year, when the state adopts its own such program that will impose additional fees. Phil Hosking was one of the local cultivators who said the growing number of county and state permitting and licensing fees, as well as other compliance costs, are financially burdensome to many farmers and may discourage them from participating in the county permitting program. Jane Futcher, host of the KZYX program, The Cannabis Hour, talked to Phil after the meeting about his concerns.
What I said was that I think that that there's a lot of small farmers in this county that have a lot of other expenses that have been incurred by becoming compliant, and that there's a lot of other things that I think that money could be better spent on the cannabis farms in terms of improving their impact in the watershed or reducing their impact in the watershed, and instead of paying for an expensive program for track and trace. Well, I know it's coming down the line. I think that we could probably wait for that until the state rolls their track and trace program out.
You're a small cultivator?
Yes.
And are you finding some of these costs of compliance becoming burdensome? Or
I think the costs are burdensome to a lot of the small cultivators in Mendocino County, and I think that a lot of people are becoming dissuaded from compliance because of that. And I think that's really important, is that we don't discourage these farmers, because that's what Mendocino County, they have to represent the Mendocino County cannabis market.
Well, as the bar gets higher and higher, it will be harder for underground farmers to sell their wares, it sounds like, in the future.
Right, and then basically, I guess my point is that I'm interested in making sure the small farmer has a large market share, and we just don't want money that's really not interested in the county to come and just take over the market here.
Yeah. Well, if they keep the limit at 10,000 square feet, that would prohibit that, right?
Yes, in theory. And I actually am a fan of the 10,000 square foot limit, because I think it kind of helps Mendocino brand itself as a small craft cannabis growing community. And I think that in the future, that will help us as cultivators here.
Do you see that as changing, or...?
I do see it as changing, and I see, on the plus side, I think that the track and trace program will eventually help our product become recognized in the whole, the statewide marketplace, and hopefully in the nationwide marketplace coming into the future. And I think that as long as we don't discourage farmers now from hopping on board the compliance bandwagon, I think that all those farmers do have a future.
Susan Tibben of Lovingly and Legally Brand praised the board for their hard work on writing cannabis regulations, but warned that most growers of high CBD medical cannabis have an annual average income of $38,000. They are single, older white women and cannot afford the rising costs of cannabis compliance, which amounts to nearly half their income.
So, unfortunately... Really tragically, we're looking at replicating Colorado, which now has two industrial grows, which provide the majority of cannabis in the state, and a loss of over 90% of its medical cannabis providers. And that's very tragic. I applaud the president of our Board of Supervisors for suggesting a lower tiered $45 fee. Certainly track and trace will be a mandate from the state, so there will be no choice. But nickel and diming, or in this case, $100 upon $100, to a small micro farmer making between $35,000 and $45,000 a year is untenable. And anecdotally, as very small micro farmers with 24 plants, most of the farmers that we work with, professionally and personally, are in the same boat and will not join the program, not because they don't want to, but because fiscally it's untenable. And the tragic part is that many people have been illegal for decades. Well, why not stay illegal? Well, the problem now is track and trace.
Sheriff Tom Allman was not present for the track and trace discussion, but Under Sheriff Randy Johnson said he welcomed track and trace, as well as the board's decision to lower the monthly price for cottage cultivators, and said the sheriff's office won't be doing inspections this year. For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. Jane Futcher contributed to this report.